Meseches Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Meseches Erevin is in a way a continuation of Meseches Shabbos. Of course, all of the laws of Erevin apply only on Shabbos, and it really focuses on one of the malachas of Shabbos, the malacha of Hetzah, of carrying. So it's very much a continuation of Meseches Shabbos, and so the last Perek of Meseches Erevin, although the first half still discusses the laws of Hetzah, of carrying, many of those laws don't necessarily have anything to do with Erevin itself. And as we'll see in the second half of the perek, we actually go on to discuss random halachas about Shabbos in general, because really this is the final perek of the 24 prokem of Maseches Shabbos, and now the 10 prokem of Erevin. So this really just sums up some other halachas which we haven't yet learned. Now there is a machlokes about whether Shabbos is considered zman tefillin, or Shabbos lav zman tefillin hi. Whether midoraisa, the mitzvah of tefillin, applies on Shabbos or not. According to one opinion, it does apply on Shabbos. However, midrabbanon, it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbos in case you come to wear it in a Rishus HaRabim. And then if one of the straps gets torn or it becomes detached from the tefillin itself, you might come to take the tefillin off and carry it in your hands, which would of course be forbidden. You're allowed to wear it in a Rishus HaRabim midoraisa, because you're actually wearing it. Just like you're allowed to wear clothes in Rishus HaRabim, you're also allowed to wear tefillin in Rishus HaRabim. But we are concerned that you might come to take them off and carry them in your hands, and therefore midrabbanon, one is forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbos. According to the second opinion, however, already midoraisa, the mitzvah of tefillin does not apply on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The main reason being that Shabbos is considered to be a sign, an ois. That's what the Torah calls it. And the Torah also calls tefillin a ois, a sign, a k'shartum le'ois ayodecha. So since Shabbos already has an ois, you don't actually have to wear tefillin. And so according to this opinion, the entire mitzvah of tefillin does not apply midoraisa even on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And these two opinions are presented in our Mishnah now. Hamoitzeh tefillin, one who finds tefillin in a place where they are not guarded. They're left out there in the open. And if you leave them there, then there's a high chance that they might be disgraced, or non-Jews might find them and take them. So the Mishnah says, according to the first opinion, machnison zug zug, one should bring them in to a place where they will be guarded, one pair at a time. He should put on the pair of tefillin, one pair, carry it, wear it until he can put them somewhere where they won't be disgraced, or where they'll be hidden. And then he should return to where there are more tefillin, wear it and carry it to where they'll be guarded. But according to this opinion, one is not allowed to wear any more than one pair at a time. The reason being that this opinion holds that midoraisa Shabbos zman tefillin hi, that the mitzvah of tefillin does apply on Shabbos. And so although in general midrabbanon it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbos, in this case the rabbanon permitted it. But if you wear more than one pair of tefillin at the same time, that is considered to be baltasif, adding on to the Torah. The mitzvah of tefillin is to wear one pair of tefillin. If you wear two, then you're actually adding on to the mitzvah itself. And since the mitzvah of tefillin does apply on Shabbos, midoraisa, so this is considered to be baltasif, you're adding on to the mitzvah which exists, and therefore you can only wear one at a time. However, Rabban Gamliel says, shnayim shnayim, you should bring them in wearing two pairs of tefillin at one time. The reason being that Rabban Gamliel holds that Shabbos is not considered a zman tefillin, and the halacha is that if the time where you do the mitzvah and you add on to the mitzvah, if it's not considered to be the time of the mitzvah at all, then you do not violate the prohibition of baltasif. Baltasif is when you have the mitzvah and then you add on to it. But since here the mitzvah doesn't even apply right now, you do not violate baltasif unless you explicitly intend to fulfill the mitzvah and to add on to it. But of course over here he's not intending to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, he's just intending to wear it in order to protect the tefillin and to move it to a different place. So therefore you can wear more than one pair and you will not violate baltasif. Now why only two at a time? The answer is that it's only considered to be wearing tefillin, as opposed to carrying tefillin, if they are worn in the way that tefillin are generally worn. So they need to be worn in a way that you could fulfill your mitzvah. Technically, if there was a mitzvah now, you would fulfill your mitzvah. Now on the space on one's head, where one is supposed to place tefillin, and also on one's arm, there is enough room just about for two pairs of tefillin. At least in those days where the tefillin were generally smaller. And so you can wear two at a time, and that would be considered wearing the tefillin, because you're wearing them in the regular way which you could fulfill your mitzvah technically. And therefore you should take two at a time and then return to the pile and continue doing that until you have moved all of the tefillin into a protected place. Now says the Mishnah, Bamid Varamurim, when are these words said? Be a shonis, with all tefillin, which we're going to understand to mean tefillin which are recognizable as being real tefillin with the knots and with the entire tefillin in place, so that it is clear to see that they are definitely considered to be tefillin. But with new tefillin, meaning if the knots of the tefillin have not yet been tied, or if it is not clear for whatever reason that these are definitely considered to be tefillin, then potter, he is exempt from going through the trouble of wearing them and moving them to a protected place, because it could be that they're not considered tefillin at all. Alright, continues the Mishnah, Matzon Tzavosim. If you found pairs of tefillin which were tied together, let's say you had a tefillin shel Rosh and a tefillin shel Yad tied together, a krichos, or you found some bundles of lots of tefillin wrapped together. So either it's not practical for you to wear it, or there are so many of them that by the time you wear them and carry them to a different place and come back, Shabbos would have gone out already. So in that case, machshich alehen, you should just stay there until it gets dark and Shabbos ends, umavion, and then you can bring them, you can actually carry them once Shabbos has gone out. And in fact, that is what you should do, rather than violate the midrabanan prohibition of wearing tefillin. Uvasakonan, in a dangerous situation where you're not able to sit by the tefillin, for example, if it is forbidden to wear tefillin, if the non-Jewish nation who is ruling there forbids them to wear tefillin or to keep mitzvahs. So if this person is found guarding the tefillin, it could be very dangerous. And you also can't wear them and move them to a different place, because again, if he is caught doing so, it could be very dangerous. And therefore, machason, he should just cover the tefillin so that they will not be disgraced or found by the non-Jews, and then go on for himself and leave the tefillin where they are. Now the Gemara explains that according to the opinion of this Mishnah, it's only in a situation where there is danger from the government, from those ruling against keeping mitzvahs, they're allowed to just cover it and leave. But if there is a different danger, if let's say it's dangerous for him to be there, he's afraid of bandits, they might harm him or they might take his things, but on the other hand, he's not able to wear them because it's all bundled up. So the Gemara explains that according to the opinion of this Mishnah, he should carry the tefillin for less than 4 amos at a time. And let us explain. Whenever one violates the malach of Hetzah, of carrying on Shabbos, he has to do 3 things. And we learned about this right at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. And that is, he needs to do an akira, lift up the object. He then needs to do a shinui rishus, changing the domain. That's if he's carrying from a private domain to a public domain, or vice versa. Or when it comes to the malacha of carrying something for 4 amos in a rishus harabim, in a public domain, so then it refers to carrying it for 4 amos. So the first stage is lifting it up, the second stage is carrying it for 4 amos, or changing the domain. That's known as shinui rishus. And the third stage is hanocha, is placing that item down either in the new domain or 4 amos distance away. Now, of course, with Rabbanon, it's forbidden to do any of that. It's also forbidden to carry it for 2 amos in rishus harabim. However, in this case, since it's dangerous for him to stay there, the Rabbanon allowed him to carry the tefillin for less than 4 amos at a time. So he should lift up the tefillin, the whole pile of tefillin, carry it for, let's say, 2 or 3 amos, and then put it down. And then again, lift it up and move along a bit less than 4 amos, and then put it down. The truth is, he doesn't actually have to put the items down. It's enough that he stops in his place, and if he just stands there, that is considered to be a hanocha. And then when he continues walking again, that will be the akira.